Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you are listening to episode 55, technically, of Live Wrestling Podcast. Now, in case you never listened to this podcast before, my name is Josh, and I'm sitting here on the Skype call with my good friend Kevin.
Hey, that's me.
You took way too long to say way not a clever enough thing.
I could not think of any. I always struggle with that. I can't.
It is easy and for me.
I was just really, really, like, I was too busy in awe thinking, oh my god, you actually knew the title of the, the episode title.
I know. I looked it up before we started this podcast because I said, we're restarting the podcast up again. I need to be on the ball with this because if I'm on the ball with this, I'm going to be on the ball. We're going to do it every week and it's going to be dope.
I like the sound of that.
All right. So the last time we went off the air here at Live Wrestling Podcast was our preview to Night of Champions 2015, September. It was like September 26th was the last episode that we did of Live Wrestling Podcast. And since then, the whole wrestling world is entirely different. It's insane. It's crazy.
We took some time off because a couple of us went to college and just it was adjusting. So it was freshman in college, not like it was our second year or anything.
Yeah.
So it was all adjusting and, you know,
trying to figure life out. And now life is as figured out as it's going to be.
And just so we're back. We all
back. Yeah. Do some hopefully, talk about
right
some
now
wrestling.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'll say right now it's just me and Josh. And we had a couple like this, but in the future, it may be a couple more, like Matt.
Oh yeah, you'll absolutely
back.
Be seeing some Matt, maybe some Will, maybe some Carly. Definitely be getting back on that. No worries. Carly might actually be joining us later tonight when she gets back home, but
unless
we'll see about that.
Unless she pulls a Will and just, I'm on the toilet. I'll be right back. Something ever.
Oh yeah, homeboy went to the bathroom for like 2 hours and missed the whole podcast.
Oh man, it was funny times.
It was.
But. So I think automatically the Live Wrestling Podcast Championship is vacant.
I think the title hasn't been defended in over 30 days. And that
you
seems
pulled a Dean
viable.
Ambrose on us with the U.S. title.
Well, I pulled a Brock Lesnar with the World Championship, actually, because we really were not there.
Yeah, true.
Life just went on without us. So, absolutely, title has been vacated. So, I don't know. The cover art's still gonna stay because we don't really have like a vacant little deal there.
Person, but we are vacant. That's the point.
We are vacant.
I've never
officially
been champion, and I'm gonna pull Roman Reigns
because Well, actually, I don't know. You might have won Night of Champions. I honestly can't remember. I remember thinking it might have been Kevin.
I don't know. I've never been champion. Like, legit champion.
Yep. So. But we'll see, because there is the Royal Rumble coming up, and that one, that's a big tough one to predict. Well, it's actually kind of tough to predict this year, for once.
It would have been hard. We'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into everything. I mean, we should probably just
start
off
a quick review of the past couple months.
Yeah.
Just to catch everybody back up.
In case
for some reason
only
you don't watch WWE and you listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
it's weird, but
hey.
Your
only barrier into the wrestling world. Like, you know, cheers to you for loving us despite having no desire to watch the actual product. You know?
If you do watch, maybe you'll forget a couple of things that happened. It'll just remind you.
Yeah, and maybe you'll be entertained by it, because it was certainly exhausting to watch.
Some of it was.
So, the time we went off the air, we had Night of Champions, which was actually okay. It had, you know, we got the Seth Rollins-John Cena match. It was really good.
Seth Rollins-Sting match.
In which Sting almost died.
Yeah.
Yeah, as he is one to do as an old man.
Yeah. Doubleheader for Rollins.
Yeah, but no cash in. No cash in for a little bit. That's pretty much all that's relevant about that show.
Yeah. The next big thing was kicking the dick
Yes.
Hell in a Cell.
Kicking the dick in a cell.
Hell in a Cell. That was the next big one.
Yeah, there's
It's
both Hell in a Cell matches delivered in my book.
the only one I'm remembering is Brock versus Taker, so.
Brock Taker was awesome. I was Roman and Bray, which a lot of people didn't like, but I loved. I thought it was great.
It doesn't even really see. I don't know. I don't barely remember that.
Yeah, I.
Must not left that big of an impression.
Okay,
Dang.
well, excuse me then. My
I
bad.
see images like floating in my head, but I can't think of a
Yeah.
match. But I do remember Taker versus Brock, though.
Okay, that's all that matters. Taker versus Brock happened. It was pretty good. It wasn't match of the year, but WWE will say it will because they don't really have much of a conception of what's good, apparently.
Brock wins the third round out of the 3 rounds.
Which I was so hype about. Oh, he
It
needed
made
that.
sense. It made sense.
Yeah, Taker, I mean, I love him, but he's old. This is so old.
I mean, technically, you won all three if you're just
If you, all right, well, yeah. If you want to play the game like that.
that's pretty much the big news for that one.
Yeah, and then Survivor Series, which was a debacle.
I wasn't a big fan of Survivor Series.
I will say that I enjoyed watching it. Like, most of the matches were entertaining. But overall, I was left very underwhelmed. I mean, Sheamus' chance. I don't think fans gave Sheamus enough, like, of a chance to really make something work. They had to hotshot it off of him because he was drawing so low. Because I honestly think he was doing fine work.
Honestly, if you watch some of the matches, he was going hard. It's just, I don't know, I think something about Sheamus just isn't
Yeah.
working nowadays.
I mean, he, I don't know. I guess like he's a heel that actually gets heat from Smarks and, we can't deal with
Fortunately,
it.
the heat results into low ratings. That's
Yeah,
how
right.
bad.
Not it's
I
we're yeah, Xbox heat on
hate
that one.
Sheamus so much, I'm not even gonna watch
I
him.
don't even care about wrestling anymore. Fucking Sheamus.
There's that.
And
Yeah,
then
so
we got into some.
Roman beat Dean Ambrose, which they both advanced in the tournament for
Yeah.
the vacancy, because Seth Rollins got injured, and he's going to be out for quite a while.
Which I'm still, like, borderline t in tears over to
I'm
this
actually
day.
wearing my Seth Rollins hat right now, and
Oh.
I'm still in denial. I don't know if Josh can see it, but
I
I
can.
am.
I can. You just turn your video on.
Yeah, I'm in denial. But so when he tried doing a power bomb to Kane, I believe, and his knee just buckled out.
Yeah, it was a sunset flip and it just kind of gave out. That's,
It was a sunset. You're right.
yeah, shit happens. It's a bummer, but you move on.
So that left us with a who's going to become champion. And it was an awesome tournament, some really great matches. One that
Yeah,
sticks out
really
the
nice.
most, one that sticks out the most is Roman versus Cesaro.
That was so good.
That was a possible match of the year. I don't think he should have won, but I think it should have been a contender for
It
sure.
was definite, yeah. I would agree with that.
Very fun to watch.
Absolutely.
Surprisingly fun, because at the time I wasn't even that much of a Roman fan, but I was happy.
Yeah, I mean, Cesaro got really good and then really hurt.
Yeah, that's another injury. We'll get to the injuries
Whoa,
later,
man.
because that's a
Oh,
whole other
the
story.
injuries. Yeah, we could spend a whole podcast on the fucking injuries.
So there was that, and then ended up being Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns for the title, the main event of Survivor Series.
Which is probably the right call. A little less predictable than if it would have been like Owens, because as much as we all love Owens, if he would have, if he would have been in that main event, it'd be like, oh, Roman's winning that.
Yeah, he was IC t champion at the time, right?
Yeah.
So it was Dean Ambrose versus Roman Reigns, and Roman Reigns came out victorious.
He did?
And
Mm-hmm.
then there was a lot of confetti everywhere.
It was very pretty.
Like, I think Vince McMahon spends at least a couple thousand dollars on confetti every
Yeah,
year,
he hand
and that
cuts him
was
himself.
He actually spends all this free time on planes and car rides to events.
Yeah, just with a pair of scissors in hand, just snipping away at that construction paper he got at Hobby Lobby. His vent shops at Hobby Lobby, I have no doubt.
Lots of confetti, and Triple H came out to congratulate his new champion. And then Roman Reigns was a jerk and speared him.
Yeah. He was just trying to
Ruthless way.
congratulate, like, if that would have happened on NXT, like, it would have given him, the new champion would have given him a big hug, and it would have held his hand, be like, yeah, new champion, I am the top of the world. But Roman's like, nah, fam. And then, after all that, we get some kind of Sheamus cash in. I don't remember, like, how Roman got laid out. Or it was just distraction, right? Sheamus gave him the boot.
Yeah,
Okay.
exactly that.
Sheamus got the title. Nobody seemed to be thrilled about it,
No,
including me.
not at all.
I watched it like a maybe a couple days, or no, I watched it the day after it aired, and I just kind of like, yeah, all right, sat, ate in my popcorn, didn't really respond, which is probably not the reaction that they were intending.
Even if they didn't cash in that night, I knew a cash in was at least happening on the Monday Night Raw after. It was pretty predictable, which
Yeah.
seemed to be the case for the past couple of months around that time period. It was predictability.
Yeah, and I think they're finally starting to get away from it now, which I'm super hype about because wrestling is at its absolute best when you don't know what's going to happen.
100%.
Yeah, like
Like, around
any
the
of those
TLC
moments.
pay-per-views when it started picking up again.
Yeah, and even though that show was predictable, like the way it kind of happened, like all the results were predictable, but the actual show itself, I think, was pretty unpredictable, which I think is, I don't know, it's really cool.
I agree.
We're back to being a good time to be a fan, I think.
Yeah, so TLC was the next pay-per-view.
Yeah. And
And
it was awesome.
that saw a pretty decent couple matches. I mean, the Dudleys versus the Wyatts in a tables match. It was all right. Like,
Oh, that one was
it was.
lame. I was very disappointed by that.
It had a couple botches that I think ruined it.
Yeah, it was botchy. Like, they never really kind of had any chemistry. Like, it did not seem very brutal at all. Like, just even the table spots looked pretty tame, which you would not expect it coming from these guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, as soon as it kind of started to pick up, it was over.
But there was also the main event, which was Roman versus Sheamus in a TLC match,
But before we
which
get to
they
that, we
obviously,
gotta
well,
hold.
no, I'm only, hold on.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, there's a reason. But
Okay.
well, first we'll talk about the chairs match real fast. There was a chairs match with Jack Swagger and Mother Del Rio,
Oh yeah.
which
I'd already forgotten about it, but it was good.
was surprisingly more brutal than the tables match.
Yeah, that was good. That was cool.
It was more entertaining than I thought it'd be, but unfortunately, there's only so much you can do with a chairs match.
Yeah. It's just such an awkward gimmick, like a chairs match.
It's probably the best chairs match I've ever seen, but that's not
Oh, hold
saying
on.
much.
I'll give that to Cena and Barrett from TLC 2010.
When Cena smacked the string of chairs and they all smashed
Yeah,
down.
that's the one.
Yeah, that was cool. That might have just been a cool spot. I don't know if it's the best chairs match.
Yeah, I remember being really entertained by that match, but I was also pretty young in my fandom at that point.
It might have been good. I don't quite remember. Like I said, the only big
Yeah, it was.
standout was obviously that part.
Yeah.
But so yeah, Del Rio won with a spot in the corner where
I
Jack
hate that.
Swagger held himself up
I
for no
hate
reason
that.
whatsoever.
If it's like
But
the first time he did that move, it's like, oh, well, he doesn't know what's coming. He's just trying to pull
yeah.
himself up. I get that. But as soon as you start like using that as a finisher, it's like, buddy,
Like
just.
Sasha Banks does it differently. Sasha Banks, like, pretty much planks them in between the
Yeah,
ropes.
they can't do anything. Like, you know,
Yeah.
assuming they're
And when
incapacitated,
she
that's just
drives
where
her
they are.
knees down, they can't defend themselves. And
Yeah,
Alberto
Del
Del Rio
Rio.
does it. They're holding on for dear life
Yeah,
for no
it's.
reason.
Ugh. They pulled it off pretty well like a week ago,
Yeah, we'll
against the
get to that.
Usos when he was in the. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
But then
that. Yeah.
the main event was Roman Reigns and Sheamus, which I felt like they definitely put their all into it, which is a shame because the fans there and the fans at home, I believe, weren't really into it.
I think they had a really good match. Like, it was brutal. It was hard hitting. It was, I mean, it was believable.
For some reason, I didn't get into it.
I really enjoyed watching it.
Watching it, I recognize how much they were putting into it. That's why, like, if I was there, I wouldn't have booed it or anything. Like, I wouldn't, like, I really wouldn't even talk trash on it. Like, I'm not talking trash on it. It's just, I don't know. Something for it just didn't do it for me.
Yeah, it's like that from Royal Rumble 2014 with Orton and Cena. Like, they had a really good match and just everyone, nobody cared.
Yeah. And the reason I didn't do the main event last is because the match that 100% stole the show.
Yeah,
was the tag team ladder match.
Oh, yes. That was
a match.
Yeah.
Kalisto and Sin Cara versus the Usos versus the New Day.
That was spectacular. Wow.
It was a spot match.
My spot on this podcast. And because I feel like it needs to be acknowledged, because nobody really appreciated this spot. But the spot, the Sin Cara, like, leaps out of the ring and hits the flying senton, like, on the ladder on the outside to two guys. Like, nobody really appreciated that spot. But since there's, I don't know, maybe 100, 200 people that are going to listen to this, go appreciate that spot. Because I know, like, Kalisto and his Selena del Sol was a very big deal, and it was very cool.
Ow! That, when I watched that, I told my buddy who I was watching it with, I went over his house, I was like, that's 100% the spot of the night. That's
oh, I
that's what makes
out.
This the match of the night
it.
Already.
That was incredible. But go back if you rewatch that match and appreciate that Sin Cara spot, because that went under the radar and it was awesome.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Then after that, so that's the TLC pay-per-view. We left with Sheamus winning, by the way. We didn't really mention that.
Yeah.
Sheamus won.
Yeah. Pretty much that whole time that we were kind of off the air was pretty much... Like, I know they didn't really have any, like, match of the year or match of the nights or anything. But New Day, that was, like, New Day's time. New Day got, you know, 2 to 3 segments a week for a while. And they were constantly entertaining. And they just really, they knocked it out of the park every single time. And they got a lot of time to do it. They were really the only reason to kind of keep watching the show after a while, once it got really bad.
Yeah, I kind of felt bad for them because I'm a huge fan of the New Day. But even after, like, seeing them come out for a third time in a show, it was getting a little, like,
yeah.
Come on now. Come on.
I mean, they
just like, keep... Are you trying to, like, not like us, or not let us like them anymore, like, by shoving them down?
Yeah.
Fortunately, it didn't ruin them too much.
Nah, they. I mean, as long as they have new material, I'm fine seeing them for 3 hours a week. I don't care.
100%. I always see these people complaining about New Day and stuff, saying, "Oh, they're too funny or whatever." Like, they're not
too funny.
To be, like,
oh no,
serious
poor
heels.
You.
And I said this before I saw any posts about it. Now I see posts about it, but I said this, like, right away when I saw people complaining. I said. They were complaining, oh, I wish the Attitude Era tag teams were back, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, all right, well, who was the number one tag team the Attitude Era? They'd be like, either the Hardys, Dudleys, or Edge and Christian. I'm like, all right, how about that last option, Edge and Christian? Were they completely serious the entire time? Well, no, they like to joke around a little bit. That's like, huh, what was Edge and Christian really known for other than the 5 second poses? They were really into kazoos.
Oh, really?
It's a kazoo.
You know, I always knew, like, serious wrestlers, like Harley Race, they were really big on kazoos and other similar instruments.
Yeah, but kazoo's a musical instrument. What's a trombone, huh? How can you compare, like,
I don't know.
How can you try saying they weren't, they're completely different? Because they're not completely different. What made Edge and Christian great is the same thing that makes New Day great. And the fact that you're going to try to compare the two and say Edge Christian's 100 times better makes no sense.
No. And they had the benefit of working in a more up period in wrestling, but...
Yeah. Honestly, obviously, like it, the period was more views and everything, and it was when wrestling was huge. But if you go back to it,
It wasn't better.
wasn't better. It's just
No.
a whole lot of flaunting girls and cursing.
A lot of Vince
Like,
Russo. It was just so much Vince Russo.
I'm not saying it wasn't a good period of wrestling, but it's not as great as everyone makes it sound.
No, it's like GoldenEye. Like if you remember, just like GoldenEye is the greatest game of all time. I used to play with my friends all the time. And then you go back on GoldenEye, it's like I can't even play this game.
I 100% agree.
The Attitude Era is GoldenEye. Sorry, guys.
Try to go back to play my SmackDown vs. Raw 2007. It's very
Oh.
hard to play. Yeah,
It is. Well, that's just a control scheme thing.
triangle runs. What? That doesn't even make any sense.
X punch. It's just like circle grapple. It's just a whole thing.
So after the TLC pay-per-view was Monday Night Raw, which was in Philadelphia, which I actually attended, and God damn, if I don't think that was the best Monday Night Raw of the year.
Oh,
I
not even
think
close.
I got really lucky. I got really lucky with that one. Because,
That was
man, that Philly
incredible.
crowd was loving it.
'Cause it was an awesome show. You had like the Dudley Boys and Wyatt family doing exactly what they should have done at
TLC.
TLC. They had like a
They had a great match.
They really did.
As
Exactly as hard
watching.
hitting and rough as it should have been.
As you wanted it to be.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted the TLC match to be. I
Yeah.
was watching it from the crowd, and I didn't know who the key might. Like, I didn't have a camera panning for
Yeah.
me. So I'm just watching every single second. As soon as you take your eyes off one person, another person's getting hit with another weapon or something. Like, it was just nonstop action. It was really fun to watch.
Yeah.
Definitely redeemed themselves for that.
And then you
And the band came back for the first time in over a year, which was huge.
Wait, what happened? Sorry, you cut out there for a second.
Vince McMahon came back for the first time in over a year, which
Oh
was huge.
yeah. He certainly did.
So that was fun
Just to
seeing him
remind
again.
you how exactly the same he is to his daughter at this point.
Yeah. Same character. Same overacting. Awesome.
Oh man, yeah.
Then tonight, Roman Reigns versus Sheamus, which I know that doesn't sound like a big match, but it was for the title.
And he
So
won.
he won.
They had
Roman
a
Reigns
title change
won.
on Raw, which is huge. Because you need to do shit like that to keep Raw relevant. Like, if you.
100%. When was the last time a title change other than like cash in with the Money in the Bank happened on Raw?
Mankind?
Awkward. Yeah, you think all the way back then?
No,
That was the
I'm
last
sure there
time?
was another time.
Yeah, there was a couple times.
I'm gonna Google this
I
right now.
think.
Right. Hold on. Just keep talking
You
about the
know.
show. I'm gonna figure this out.
Yeah. So, it was crazy. And to make it even better, it happened in the same Philly crowd that I was also in for the Royal Rumble 2015. Yeah, 2015 Royal Rumble. I was there for that crowd when we booed Roman Reigns and The Rock out of the place. Same time, it was the same crowd that he won the championship a year later, and I went from booing a year ago to saying chanting you deserve it.
Did
He
you really? Wow.
actually gained my likeness. I liked him. I like him still. That's why the predicament he's in right now. I'll get to that later. I do not like.
Okay, so the WWE title has only had four title changes on Raw for the past since 2001.
Dang.
So, yeah, the last one was 2011, and that was Miz. Or no, Miz was 2010. So I don't know which one 2011 was.
That was a cash in though, right?
Miz was a cash. Oh, 2000 was when they vacated it and Mysterio won, and then Cena beat Mysterio.
Oh yeah. That championship run. Rey
Yeah.
Mysterio is very famous. Yeah, he had that for quite a while.
Oh man, yeah, legendary reign if there ever is one.
Yeah, so they definitely redeemed themselves with that Raw.
Oh yeah.
And then And it's kind of been a little bit awkward. Like, it's better than the weeks before that Raw. But right now, they're working with what they got.
Yeah, because they have nothing right now. That's good, though. That poor company has no one. Oh, man.
They lost all their stars, except for like Roman Reigns, Ambrose, and Kevin Owens. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
We should probably talk about that for a second, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've lost so many people since, like, mid-2015.
Last WrestleMania, pretty much, we'll go with.
Yeah, everyone who won a title at Mania is out right now.
I thought that fact was pretty interesting. I saw that, and I didn't believe it for a second. I was like, actually, no, that makes sense. First, it was Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan went out a couple of months after Mania. He had vacated the IC title. And he's out past Mania, apparently, plans, so. And then, do you know who went out next? The next one I can think of is Sting, but I think somebody else went out before that.
I'm sure there was. Or Itami, if you kind of count that. If you count NXT.
And Sami Zayn. Itami.
Orton's gone.
Zayn's back now, but.
True.
They were both out for a very long time. I don't even know when Tommy's going to come back. But then Sting got hurt at Night of Champions, like we said. He's out past Mania, too, and probably his career is done in general, as in-ring, at least.
Yeah, we know Tyson Kidd's career is done.
Oh, Tyson Kidd's done for good?
I think so, because he broke his neck.
I don't think he's good or done for good. I thought it was in question. But
he might be.
Yeah, I hope not. Poor dude has the worst luck.
Yeah.
He got hurt after being in WWE for a little while. Got hurt, came back. Nobody cared about him anymore.
Yeah.
So he had to go back to NXT. He went to NXT, gained the fans' likeness again. So everybody started loving Tyson Kidd. Then he made his way onto Raw, and the love continued. Then he joined forces with Cesaro. And then as soon as they're on top of their game again, he gets another long-ass injury. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Right after all that building up.
And then Cesaro went right after him.
Andre to possibly pass WrestleMania.
Yep. Cena's gone.
You know, that injury. Rollins that was another big one.
Rusev. Is Rusev back
now? He recently got hurt again, but I don't know how serious it is. And Paige is out with a concussion, too.
Yeah. Orton.
Orton got hurt taking out the trash or something like that.
Yeah, hurt his shoulder again. they're faced with a pretty rough WrestleMania, I think. Just very few people that can kind of carry that company into their biggest show.
Well, that kind of comes with the next topic. The New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we have, as you probably already know, if you're on the internet and a wrestling fan and listening to this podcast, the WWE has most likely at this point gotten a hold of four of the biggest stars in New Japan Pro Wrestling. Well, two of the absolute biggest stars in New Japan, and two very good big stars in New Japan Pro Wrestling, that being AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, Doc Gallows, and I forgot the fourth one.
I'm not going to lie on the last one's name. I never actually really watched New Japan.
I did see Wrestle Kingdom 10, which if you haven't seen, you gotta see. It's so good.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's on watchwrestling.ch, though.
Okay.
So I'll definitely hit that up, because, wow.
I'll definitely check it out. But yeah, the two big ones is definitely AJ Styles and
Shinsuke.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know his name.
Yeah, Shinsuke Nakamura. He's one of the best stars on the planet. Karl Anderson. Oh, man. I cannot believe I forgot Karl Anderson. He put on... He is an incredible worker too.
Yeah, we got AJ Styles.
AJ Styles, one of my favorite wrestlers of all time. Shinsuke Nakamura, probably the best wrestler that NGPW had. Obviously very arguable.
And then we got Festus. Jesse and Festus.
He's so much better now. They'll Tensai him. I have no doubt that he'll end up being Tensai'd, but he's so good now. And
Festus 2.0, back for revenge. Best get some gravy.
Oh no. Boo. Boo Kevin. Fuck Kevin 2K16.
The reign of fuck Kevin continues.
It never dies. And Carl Anderson, who I love to the very depths of my soul. So this is all obviously huge news. If you can get Styles by the Royal Rumble, have him put on a great show. I mean, he could even win for all I care. He's amazing. That would be huge. Shinsuke, I think you need to do a little more work with to kind of ingratiate him to an American audience, because I'm not sure how many other fans really know Shinsuke.
I read that him and AJ Styles both got contracts going directly into main roster, like Monday Night Raw.
Wait, yeah, I've heard that.
Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows are probably going to NXT to be part of the Baylor Club.
That makes sense. Yeah, I totally get that. But, I mean, it's tough because Shinsuke, I think the NXT crowd would appreciate him more and they would know who he is. But he is too good to be in NXT. That is a main roster talent.
Well, you say that. They say that, but then again, so was Finn Balor. I feel like he...
True. But Finn Balor doesn't have... But Shinsuke is so charismatic. He's so good at, like, all aspects of pro wrestling. Whereas I think Finn needed a little more work to kind of learn the style and learn kind of how to be a WWE superstar as opposed to, like, a wrestler. I don't think Shinsuke needs that. Kevin Owens
picked it up pretty easily.
And Kevin Owens ended up having one of the biggest main roster introductions of modern memory.
Yeah, but he went through NXT really fast compared to most of them. Oh, yeah. Like, he was another big indie guy, Kevin Steen. And then he pretty much just, like, he was in NXT, but he pretty much jumped the gun really fast.
Yeah, because I think the biggest thing that NXT, they put the people like that in NXT for is, like, the mic skills and kind of learning to work a crowd, or a WWE crowd at least. And Owens didn't need that. He's just so good at, you know, his being a heel and doing all the aspects to take. Oh, so good.
I like watching his backstage promos. They only put on, like, the network or the websites. Yeah.
There's this one particular one.
I was just watching him. What am I even watching? He's just sitting backstage after a match. I forget what it was. Renee Young comes to interview him, and he's like panting, and he's just talking about nothing. Nothing that she's talking about. He just keeps babbling. He lays down. She keeps talking to him. I don't know. You never seen some of his backstage promos? That's another thing you should check out.
There was one that he was like, Todd Grisham went to interview him, and he was like, no, I want to talk to Renee. And he's like, well, I'm right here to interview you. He's like, I want to be interviewed by Renee. So he just, like, left. And that was it. And I was like, okay, Kevin.
You definitely see his real personality shines a little bit in his backstage promo. He has a little bit more freedom.
He is a charming human being. Truly is.
So yeah, so back to why I even brought up the New Jersey, New Japan Pro Wrestling, was because we were talking about big stars for WrestleMania, and with AJ Styles and
Shinsuke Nakamura. Dude,
I don't know his name. I'm sorry.
That's all good. You'll learn. Take some getting used to. Go watch Wrestle Kingdom. AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura from Wrestle Kingdom.
I heard that was a really good match.
You got watch that match.
Really good. Mm-hmm. But yeah, fortunately I don't know his name, and I'll figure it out once in a while.
Oh, you will.
I'll get there.
Don't you?
It took me quite a while to figure out Hideo Itami.
Hideo Itami.
Hideo. I say Hideo because I don't do that Hideo.
You said it wrong again.
Hideo. See, I still don't know.
You may struggle. You may struggle with Shinsuke Nakamura.
This is why I don't watch New Japan. This is why I don't watch AAA. This is why I don't watch anything but WWE, because I can't pronounce their names.
Anything. Oh, boo. But, how dare you be on the internet.
So, yeah. So maybe with those two in general, and possibly bring up Sami Zayn, and maybe even the Baylor Club, if that's a thing at the time.
I see that
bringing
happening.
Bringing up all these NXT guys could definitely help out the WrestleMania stage. It might hurt NXT a little bit in the short run, but they can build themselves back up pretty fast.
Yeah, they always have Tino. Tino Sabatelli, baby. It's the future. Do you watch Breaking Ground, by the way?
I watched the first couple of episodes. I have to catch up. Okay. He's the one that was a football player.
Yeah.
And they got hurt, right?
Yeah.
He looks older. Do you know how old he is?
I think he's in his 30s. Hold on.
He looks a little bit older. I think he said he was in the NFL for quite a while.
Tino Sabatelli is... Man, he's got a really weird actual name. His name is Sabby Piscatelli.
Piscatelli.
Sabby. Oh, man. I don't know. Anyway.
So you don't know his age?
Yeah, I looked it up. It's not happening.
All right. No problem.
Oh, he's 32. 32 years old.
Oh, he looks older than what he is. But, so, yeah, it can obviously bring up a couple NXT guys, big stars, and then have AJ and that Japanese name I cannot pronounce.
Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke I just get it with Nakamura. A mouthful of banana. You got this.
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah.
All right, I won't remember that in 2 minutes. But...
and watch that match. Just watch the match.
But
you'll see.
Possibilities there are pretty good. And if the rumors are true that Daniel Bryan really is able to wrestle, and he's just it won't be cleared... I mean, if they're really that deep in a hole for WrestleMania, I think they'll bring him back.
I don't even think they need to be that deep in a hole. I think Daniel Bryan is a must get for WrestleMania if he is like at all possible to be cleared.
You don't think they're afraid of a hijacking with Daniel Bryan again?
No, I wouldn't be. I think that fans of like. Kind of over him enough to the point that, like, just seeing him would be exciting.
Hopefully. I would like a Daniel Bryan comeback.
I would love a Daniel Bryan comeback. I mean...
There's rumors the past couple days of him getting released next week, but...
I don't see that.
WWE released a statement today saying those rumors were false.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Today.
It's a lie.
Like, no, he's not getting released next week. He's getting released today.
Yeah, no.
Just be in shock.
Gotcha.
I cry. But, so yeah, there's definitely a couple possibilities for WrestleMania. I mean, all those names we just said from NXT and New Japan, the combinations with today's wrestlers like Ziggler, Owens, Dean Ambrose, Roman, Brock, all those possibilities. Could definitely make for some good WrestleMania.
Yeah, no.
That's looking in the close to long run.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, last year they seemed like they had a lot of weird kind of things not work out for WrestleMania that they wanted, and it still turned out to be a great show. So I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah. So there's that, and then I think we got through most of the things we wanted to talk about other than the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. So let's go to this week's Raw, just because we are a topical podcast.
Trees, this week's Raw started with a... well, actually, let's first talk about the stipulation that was added a couple weeks ago.
Which is so exciting. I was so excited when I heard it. I just started freaking out, telling all my friends, and they were like, I don't know what that means. And I was like, don't worry about it. It was just... Oh. This is a good day. Yep.
Good day, yes it is. But, so, it was announced by Vince McMahon after some hooligan refereeing, that Roman Reigns will next be defending his WWE World Heavyweight Championship belt at the Royal Rumble. We're not against one man, not against two men, not against three men, not against four men, not against five men, not against six men. I'm not going to go all the way to 29 men.
I was really hoping you would.
I was going to. I was like, I'm not doing it. He's going against 29 other men in the Royal Rumble match. It is not for a main event at WrestleMania this year. The winner gets the championship itself.
And conceivably.
Pretty big deal.
Conceivably, though, a main event at WrestleMania.
Unless they lose it at Fastlane.
Yes, certainly a lot of title changes will be occurring at Fastlane.
Yes, always, always.
Mm.
That's why I liked No Way Out back in the day with the Elimination Chamber.
And the Elimination could be title Chamber.
There could be title changes right before WrestleMania with the Elimination Chambers. Well, Fastlane is not that good of a chance.
No, yeah. And the Elimination Chamber, like, also, like, you had the idea of, like, well, you didn't make it through this Royal Rumble, which is more taxing, but, like, hypothetically, it's, like, easier on the body. So now that you did that, in order to get into WrestleMania, you're going to have to put everything on the line. Your
exactly.
Mental, your health, your...
You just go
through
really
this brutal chamber. I just think that's a really cool idea that I'm bummed they went away with.
Yeah, but back to the Royal Rumble. I was really hyped this year for the Royal Rumble, and I'm still hyped, don't get me wrong, but I was really hyped because this is the first year in a couple years that the winner isn't very predictable.
Or isn't entirely predictable.
Yeah, Batista, like Roman Reigns. Yeah.
Cena before him.
Honestly, though, I'll give you this. Batista wasn't predictable for me because I thought, no way is this man going to come back and win the Rumble. He's just going to come back and it's going to be cool. And then they made it like he was going to win the Rumble, and I was like, oh my god, they're going to have him win.
Yep.
On his first night back. But other than that, it's pretty predictable. So... this year, I was like, ooh, Royal Rumble, that won't be predictable. It's pretty awesome. Who the hell's going to win? And then they made this stipulation, which I have a couple problems with for a couple reasons.
Proceed.
One, I like Roman Reigns as champion, and I think he should hold it for at least a couple months. So that automatically makes me want Roman Reigns to win the Royal Rumble. But two... there's no way in hell I want Roman Reigns to win the Rumble. I do not like the idea of having the same person win the Rumble 2 years in a row. I don't
especially
even like
if
the idea
of Roman Reigns, who like fans aren't behind enough to make that worth it.
I mean, I don't think the same person. I think there should be at least a 3 to 4 year minimum of when you're allowed to win the Rumble again.
Yeah,
that's just me. Like, John Cena winning it twice didn't bother me because there was a little time period in between.
Yeah, a solid 5 years.
Yeah.
Batista was a lot more.
Yeah, but back 2 in a row, I do not like that idea. And unfortunately, I don't like that idea. It sucks because I also don't like the idea of Roman Reigns losing. So I'm in a bad predicament here. So that's why, like, I'm going to enjoy this Rumble, don't get me wrong. But it's going to be pretty upsetting. Unless they can throw me a very big surprise of the winner, I'm not probably going to be happy with how it ends.
I don't know. I've heard rumors that Triple H might like come in at number 30 and win, which would be weird.
That's the only option right now that I wouldn't mind. I did like the idea of Brock winning.
Oh, I like that a lot.
But then they announced that Brock was going to be in the Rumble, which kind of ruined it for me.
Yeah. I'd rather
him just show up surprisingly, be like, oh my god, Brock Lesnar's in the Royal Rumble. What the hell?
Yeah.
But they announced it, which kind of just makes me think there's no way he's winning.
Yeah, well, they did that with Batista, and he won.
True, but unlike Batista, they're making it look like Brock's the obvious winner.
Are they?
He's the beast incarnate. Nobody can stop Brock. Who the hell can stop Brock? I was watching the Monday Night Raw pre-show.
Brock booking, not necessarily.
I was watching the Monday Night Raw pre-show, and everybody was like, what would you do if Brock Lesnar's in the Rumble? Every single other person has to get him out, or he's winning. So, I don't know. So, I don't think Brock's going to win. If he does, I'll be more surprised than anything. But then again, I don't really want him to be champion anyway. So, again, I'm in a crappy predicament.
Yeah.
Triple H is the only option right now that looks reasonably possible and wouldn't piss me off too extremely.
Right. Yeah.
Because either way, I think we're getting Triple H versus Roman at WrestleMania.
I'd rather that not be for the title, though. Honestly.
If they're doing that, they need a big surprise to win the Rumble and have Roman and him fight at Fastlane and then completely get that, and Triple H screw Roman out maybe again. Which would definitely be, oh my god, another screw over, but it would definitely get the title picture out of the way for Roman Reigns. Yeah. And a feud with Triple H possible.
That's possible.
Then again, then it comes down to who's the best possible choice to become champion and beat him at Fastlane.
AJ Styles.
I was thinking that, but you think he's gonna come, you think if he does come back in the Rumble, he's gonna win 100%. He's gonna win
no,
the title.
No.
First night in WWE wins title.
They're not That's having a big. WWE champion so untested to the WWE audience going to WrestleMania as champion.
I mean, that'd be it. The Rumble could definitely be a good possible heel turn for Dean Ambrose.
How do you even turn heel in a Royal Rumble?
I looked at it this way. Have Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns as the last two. Then Brock Lesnar and Triple H Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, and Triple H as the final four. Or Triple H and one of his lackeys, like Kane or something. Okay. And Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns has to fight them off. And Dean Ambrose and Roman Reigns both. No. I was thinking they eliminate maybe the lackey, like Kane or whatever. And then Dean Ambrose helps Triple H eliminate Roman Reigns out of surprise. And Triple H, like, just walks out of the Rumble, like, hops over. It's like, all right, Ambrose, you're a new corporate guy. Or something like that. On those lines.
Now you're really getting my hopes up with that. Because that would be amazing.
Yeah, well, unfortunately for me and you, usually my ideas are too far-fetched for WWE's likings.
Yeah. No kidding. I just don't see a way. I feel it, because Roman is main eventing WrestleMania, right? Like, I don't see a way that doesn't happen.
They don't really have anybody else.
They haven't built anyone up well enough. I mean, maybe if you get, like,
Roman Reigns
random wins the Rumble and then you get versus Brock, but
Roman Reigns is quote unquote the company guy right now.
Yeah.
For all the injuries wise.
Yeah.
Oh, I think Roman Reigns made events 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
unless you want a Chris Jericho, Rudy Tootie Booty main event at WrestleMania. Oh my god, Jericho, what are you doing?
He's
Please stop.
Up.
You're my favorite wrestler of all time. Please stop.
I have questions about that statement too, but oh, Chris.
I grew up with. I started watching in 2006. Like I said, it's my 10-year anniversary coming up.
Congratulations!
When I became a wrestling fan, Chris Jericho came back in 2007, so I was still relatively new into wrestling, and I fell in love with the character ever since.
Got it.
And I know there's definitely way more talented wrestlers and even way more talented people on the mic, but it's something I grew up with and I don't know. Always been my favorite. Before him, Mr. Kennedy was my favorite, but
Mr. Kennedy. I always loved him. Very low key.
Yeah. When I was at that Raw that Roman Reigns won the title at, everybody was just doing weird chants. So I decided to go, Mister! I had like 7 people finish the last Kennedy.
Yeah.
Everybody liked that.
All right. That's a great chant.
Yeah. The only other thing, we pretty much got the Rumble. Do you have anything to say about the Rumble? Like, who do you think, or how do you think it could end with that would make people happy?
I think you end with just someone else. Like, maybe, you know, it could be Brock, could be Ambrose, could be, I mean, Owens, shit.
Kevin Owens winning would be a huge thing. I would be happy with a Kevin Owens win.
It's never going to happen. But, like, I want to see Roman Reigns kind of moved out of the title picture. Because don't get me wrong, I think Roman Reigns is a WrestleMania, like, you know, top three matches guy. I don't think at this point he's a WrestleMania main event guy.
Well, he made a man last year, and everybody was. I think and, the only reason people were happy with it is because Seth Rollins cashed in, actually.
When like, the actual, yeah. like, before the actual show, I was like, well, WrestleMania. Yeah. I was freaking out about it because it's WrestleMania, and I will be freaking out about it this year pretty much no matter what. But
Seth Rollins cashed in was definitely my workout moment of the year.
Oh, absolutely. of the year.
I did and not expect.
I don't see how they can top that this year, but.
You never know, man.
Yeah.
But,
you are right.
But, yeah, the only, there's not many people I could see winning it other than, like, people who pretty much said Triple H, Brock, Roman, Ambrose, even Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
And that, or the always surprise AJ Styles win, but I can't even see that happening.
I just want to be surprised, I think, in the end by who wins.
Yeah.
And I won't. I just want.
But obviously, it has to be a pretty decently big name.
Yeah, and I think it'll probably end up being Roman or Triple H. And so
yeah, we get our hopes up. We should get our hopes up.
No, we're thinking too hard, trying to get too hype.
But I do think there's going to be a lot of NXT guys in it.
There's going to have to be. Just the roster's like getting so slim now with all the injuries.
Yeah.
Gonna have
to I would love a I would definitely love a couple NXT guys in there. Like I heard Big Cass and Enzo are moving up soon, so I think that'd be a good way to move them up.
That would be great. I would love to see them.
Just have them spend the 2 minutes. Have them spend the 2 minutes in between entrances, just having them do their talking.
Ooh. CM Punk style. Do it.
I was hoping for a Samoa Joe entrance, but
I don't know if his contract lets him do main roster shows though.
Well, when I first had the idea, it was before I knew about that because that was just released recently. At least that I heard of it, that he was an NXT only guy. And then I also that was my thought of who was going to win it before they announced that it was for the championship.
Yeah,
and before all the New Japan Pro Wrestling guys were even like any of this news. Like it was last month I had the idea.
Yeah,
everybody was like, who's your picks. My pick was Samoa Joe, which I think would have been a cool idea, but
that would have been
they're
so going cool.
a whole different route. So
yeah,
I don't even think Joe's going to be in the Rumble at this point.
I think Finn Balor's in the Rumble though.
Finn Balor,
I'm pretty confident about that.
I can definitely see it.
Yeah. It's just that's the way to do it.
I guess we should save surprise entrances and our winner picks for our prediction show.
Yeah, that'll be next week.
Wow. Rumble that close? Yeah, it
Rumble's
is.
That close? Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yay! I love the Rumble. Rumble. I say that every year until they upset me with it.
I just love the Rumble match. I've watched every Rumble match since 2007 so far. I'm going back till 92 is my goal before the actual Rumble.
Oh, before the Rumble? Oh, dang. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just watching all of them on the network, just kind of whenever I have free time.
2007 Rumble was the first Rumble I ever watched.
It was okay.
I liked it a lot. The ending was brilliant.
Oh, the ending was really good. But
it was probably my favorite ending to a Rumble ever. For sure. Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. I mean, you're not watching it live, and I know that doesn't really sound like anything, but watching it live.
You had no idea
who was going to win that. Taker and Shawn Michaels, it was crazy.
That was a really good little, like, sequence in there. I will not deny that.
It wasn't even a little sequence. That thing went on for, like, 20 minutes. Like
I was going to call it, a little match, but, like, that would have been stupid. So I just
their fight went on for 10 minutes, and that was just like a little. And thinking of it now, it was kind of like a little foreshadowing of their huge feud in a couple of years.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they don't do that often. Like usually it's just like top three, and then you got the last two. Congratulations.
That's why every year I always think maybe they're going to pull Shawn Michaels Undertaker. And they usually doesn't happen.
They did last time Jericho Sheamus. Last time Sheamus. I can think of it.
What?
Jericho Sheamus in 2012.
I was going to say, the last time I think it happened, it was Jericho Sheamus, which I was dying for Jericho to win that. I was dying.
He still ended up in the exact same position he would have.
Yeah.
Like, he still ended up in a WrestleMania main event, so it's all good.
Yeah, it would just been nice to have a Jericho win to a Royal Rumble.
It really wouldn't have changed anything. I think they might as well have done it.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I guess the only other thing we should really talk about is Kalisto's big win.
Yeah. Yeah, Kalisto is the new United States champion, which I really did not see coming.
When I first started watching the Monday Night Raw match versus him and Del Rio, I was like, oh my god, they're completely going to squash him. Del Rio just demolishing him. And I was like, are they really just not going to let him get an offense in whatsoever? It's just going to be end like that? It's probably, but he got some offense in, and he won by roll-up.
Which is, so. I hate title change by roll-up, as a rule.
He's an underdog.
Out. Yeah, and it's a lower title.
Del Rio's supposed to be bigger.
And Del Rio's, big.
And so it didn't bother you too much. Kalisto's still young.
Yeah, no. I just think it's like, you know, title changes should be like big things. Shouldn't be like a little, like, oh, couldn't quite get out of that one.
I agree. It was nice to see him win, though.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was cool. Del Rio wouldn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And it was probably going to it was gonna be Cena, right?
We were talking about earlier how why do the people hold themselves up for Del Rio's corner finisher?
Yeah.
Kalisto didn't hold himself up, and magically Kalisto reversed it. Oh!
Wow, that's crazy.
All it takes is yourself not to hold yourself up.
Just don't be a moron. Wow. That's crazy.
And out the Jack Swagger. That's about it. All I think of is we pretty much caught them all back up in what, like a matter of an hour and a half? Hour?
What?
I said, I'm thinking about anything else that was really big, and I can't think of anything really. Like, we caught them all up, everybody up, in our past couple months being absent in like an hour and a half.
There was that, like, one versus all match.
I don't even want to talk about that. You could talk about that.
I don't know. Brock Lesnar happened, so that was exciting.
Brock Lesnar did what Roman couldn't do.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar did what Roman couldn't do. Like, Roman couldn't do it in 20 minutes. It took Brock, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah. A little slobber knocker match. This match only happened because Roman's got a stupid catchphrase, right?
Yeah. Couple stupid catchphrases.
Believe
that, one verse all.
Believe that. Yeah. It's like one word. There's no V. One versus all. Roman, just get yourself like a very unassuming catchphrase so that you can't be held against you. Like,
one versus zero. Or one versus vacant championship. Give me that championship.
Or, I'm a pretty cool guy. Just like very unassuming.
Nobody's going to double cross me.
Nobody's.
Oh, you can't double cross me. Think of my catchphrase.
Roman Reigns, current champion. That's my catchphrase. You can't take the title from me. See, it's not that hard, man. Roman. Paul Heyman's got it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. His name is Paul Heyman and will always be Paul Heyman. Can't hold that against him. It's his name. One versus all? You're just asking for a slobber knocker match at that point.
Yeah, that's all I could really think about talking about for right now.
I think that's all I got.
All right, cool. All
right. Well, thank you.
I'm glad.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that the show's going to happen. I really hope that we keep doing this and nothing interrupts it. Because every time we keep trying to come back, something always, like, you know, gets in there.
Yeah.
But now I think everybody's finally settled after college, and I got a new job, all this kind of stuff. We're all settled now.
Yep, and
who knows the guest appearances we'll have on the show.
It probably won't be John Cena, though. Just spoiler alert.
No, I was talking more on the lines of Will and Carly and Matt, because they're I feel like they're gonna be more guest appearances than permanent appearances.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll just try to get anyone on the pod we can.
I'm usually gonna be open, so.
Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at WeLiveWrestling. Follow me on Twitter at TheNerdDream.
You can follow me on Twitter just follow me on Twitter. It's called Twitter at Twitter.
Jericho wannabe one, I think.
Oh, he remembers.
Yeah.
I don't use my Twitter very much, so you don't have to
Don't
follow me.
follow
But if
him.
you
Just
do, don't, I don't mind.
yeah, just follow me at The Nerd Dream. Follow the podcast at We Live Wrestling. Thank you so much for listening. And I don't know what to say when I sign off.
Come on.
Stay frosty.
No, stay frost. Dude, what is this podcast based off of?
Wrestling. Live.
No.
Live wrestling.
No. Do you not remember?
No.
I'll give you a hint. E. C.
Oh, okay.
Three.
As always, tweet at Ethan Carter TNA. Hey, Ethan Carter. Or no, sorry. Oh no, I got it wrong. All right. Starting over. Hey, at Ethan Carter TNA. This is Twitter. At Ethan Carter TNA. Hey, Derek Bateman. We loved you in Baywatch. Listen to Live Wrestling Podcast. Thank you and good night.
Welcome to Live.